And then we hopefully today or tomorrow finish the Gra, and then we can move on to a new part of Gemara the next week. That I think that's so. Let's read the Gra, the Gemara inside with the Gra. The Gemara has a Sabai, a boy of Zera. What happens by Shasak Varkak Savach? So Gemara says, Amra Nachman Toshma. We got a riot from a Braisa. Because it said, the Medrash, where is Shetai Madugim Ba? Boy said, Taos Yates Mitachas Yadda Shechamim. Havos Mechavim of a Raya. Echi Dami. He made a Gatani Pshita. If it's Kiriktani, so it's Pshita. So it must be a Taka Echad Befaneinu. And yet it says that that the person who's Moksik wins. So we see that even though it's Takfa, he wins. Frak the Gra, maybe he's talking about a case of Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayf, and that's why he wins, because Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayf is a Hoda. So what's your raya to the Abay? The Abay was when it's Shasak Vatzayf Zavach. Maybe there is not a Hoda. But it's Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayf, so of course you win. So just because it says you win, that doesn't prove Shasak Akai Savak, because that could be by Shasak alone. Says the Gra, Nimsa Besido Bechai Gavna. The Braisa, when it's talking about Talkaf, must be Shasak Akai Savak. Why? Tiba Shasak Mamani Raya. Because they can't be talking about Shas Mitzchila Vatzayf, because the Braisa says Hamitra Beva Raya, which implies that Raya would help. So it must be that it's going on Shosak, that the price will be going on Shosak Rakak Savach.
Didn't Rabbi explain that we had two steps in the Torah, and that there would be a Havimina even be Shosak Betchil Batsayf, and that was Rabbi's lamedus, that in that first step there would be a Havimina.
The Gra doesn't have a Havimina. The base, the Bach needed the Svara. The Bach needed the Rabbeinu Yaina, otherwise it would have been a half a meter. But am I so there is Rabbeinu Yaina, but it doesn't mean that there's a real half a meter. If not Rabbeinu Yaina, there would have been a half a meter.
So it's Rashi and everybody knows this Rabbeinu Yaina Klar like this.
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't we say the smallest Chiddush? I'm saying we should say the smallest Chiddush, right?
I don't know. They could be. They know Rabbeinu Yaina. Why not? I don't know why we should. Rabbeinu Yaina is probably based on a Gemara. I don't know if I thought Rabbeinu Yaina made up this finish. Okay, so what do we see from the Gra? So the Gra, apparently, and that's what it says here, and the whoever wrote the continuation, is the Gra is Lokamash because of a Shach. In other words, there's a Machlekas, the Bach, and the Shach. Halacha Lamaisa, Imshan, and the Tur. The Torah said, again, there's a machlekes, the Bach and the Shach and Pshan, the Torah. The Torah says that Edim does help. No, I'm sorry, the Torah says that Edim does not help. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Torah says that Edim does not help. So the Shach says the Torah is only going on the case of Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayf, but if Shasak V'Achar Kach Savach, Edim does help. And he gives an explanation because the Edim is a Gloy Milsa that you did not make a hold up.
You mean the Bach?
The Bach, yeah, I'm sorry, the Bach, that's the explanation. And the Shach says, argued with the Bach, and says that when the Rosh said that Edim don't help, it's even on the case of Shasak Makak Saba. So the Gra is obviously taking sides, because the Gra is saying that the Braisa implies Edim help. Whereas the Shah is going to have some way to read the Braisa. Okay, I don't know. But the Gra says that the Braisa, they ask that on the Shah. And how could the Shah say that Edim don't help? The Braisa, when the Gemara and the Hamina read the Braisa, they were reading the Braisa that Edim do help. Okay, they asked the Gash. But the Gra, the Maisa, doesn't, whatever the Shach's answer, The Gemara doesn't accept that. He says that Fakir, that's the Braisa cannot be speaking about Shasam Mitzchila Vatzayt, because then Edom wouldn't help. And the Braisa says Edom does help. So that means that the Gra is arguing with the Shach, Halacha, and the Gra is saying that by the only time Edom don't help is by Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayt. But by Shasak, Bakar Gaksavach, Edom do help. So superficially, it means we have this machlekes, the Bach and the Shach, whether Edom help by Shasak Bakar Gaksavach. So the Gra is passing like the Bach against the Shach. That's the superficial. So we said yesterday, we pointed out at the very, very end of Shir that that's not really true, because the Gra is arguing with the Bach also. The Gra is being more radical, both of the Shach and the Bach. The Shach says, Vashasa Bachar Kaksavach, also Edom don't help. But even the Gra, the Bach, who said Edom do help, the Bach clearly makes an introduction that the reason why Edom helped, the Bach says, he says in his Lashon is, let me find the Bach. And Alhoko, the Shazak was so Sabah, the Mishom Sveiko, they must see me at Miyaratai gave, the Lo Yadinen, So there, Edom helped. So he clearly says that the reason why Edom helped is because it's a suffix. So that makes sense. He's saying since it's a suffix, so there's a suffix if there's Oda. So in that case, the when you have Edom, the Edom make us assume that sad that there's that the desire of the suffix that there's no that there is a that there wasn't a hold up. But the Bach is clearly mashma that if it's not a suffix, if we were pushing the aboy that it's a that we that is a hold up, so then the Edom there would be no difference between the two cases. Just like in the first case, which is Avada Hoda, Edom don't help. So in the second case, if Lu Yitzur, that was also Paskin to be Avada Hoda, so also Edom wouldn't help. So the Gra, who's going on the side that the Gemara wanted to be pushed the Abaya, and when the Gemara wants to be pushed the Abaya, it means that the we're Paskin that it's Avada Hoda. In other words, when the Gemara wants to push the Abaya, it's different than the Rush. The Rush is passing halacha to the boy to the ifshita, and therefore misafek we leave it where it is. But the Gemara at this stage is not saying it's in a boy to the ifshita. The Gemara is saying that we have a raya from the Braisa. Now it could be there's no nafkmina halacha because either way you leave it by the muksik, but it's completely different than lumdis in the tour with the Rush. It's a suffix if it's a hoda. So there, the Bach says you have a suffix if it's a hoda. So then we have Edom, Igloi Mils, it's a hoda. But we're paskining that the Braisa held, I'm sorry, I'm just finishing that we're claiming that the Braisa, the author of the Braisa held that it's a hoda. So he's not saying it's a hoda, he's suffix. The Tanam were in the suffix. It's the Reb Zera had a suffix. No one's gonna. I do not believe that anyone's gonna say that the person who wrote the Braisa was misupik and paskin mitam suffix. Right? We don't assume that. We assume that Tanam knew. So the Gemara, when they're bringing a raya from the Braisa, that means that they're assuming that it's a vaday hoda. So it's a vaday hoda. So then it's exactly like shasing mitzlina vatsayif. So the Gra doesn't make any sense. The Gra not only is arguing with the Shach, he's arguing with the Bach.
Well, besides the fact that he's arguing, according to him at that step, he is taking for granted that if it's a Shasak Mitzchila V'Atzayif, then there's a Hodah, and Edom wouldn't help.
Right.
But Shasak V'Achar Kach Tzavach, Edom would help.
Right.
But what's
even,
the difference?
Though, even though we're passing, it's a vada hoda.
Yeah, so what's the difference between the two cases?
That's right. That's the problem. That's exactly right. And then the bath makes sense. That's the problem that I want to work on. You know, the bath makes sense. See, superficially, you look at the gra, and you say, oh, see, the machleg is a bach and the shach, and the gra is going like the bach, and obviously he's working with the same svaras as the bach, and shalom ayisrael, and everything's simple. But it's not so simple, because the bach was working in the tzad when it's in a boy, you know, if you're taught. So, and his whole logic makes sense if it's in a boy, delicious. In a boy, delicious, then there's a suffix. So if there's a suffix, so Adam can be mevayer that suffix. The Adam come in and the Adam clarify the suffix. But if you're passing that there's no suffix, so you're exactly like Shasak Mitzchir about Saif. So what in the world? You can't say the Bach Svar and Achaira, and the Achaira, you can't say any Svar. Well, what's the difference? So what in the world is the Gros Svara to split between Shazak Mitzchir Vatzav and Shazak Rakak Tzavak, assuming we paskin, we're being machriya from the Brisa, that the Brisa held that it's a hold up.
What does he mean when he quotes the Ritva?
He's quoting the Ritva, says it's Cheshbon, that the Gemara knows that it couldn't be a case of showing it. I would have the exact same kasha on the Ritva. The Ritva says that the Gemara knows that it can't be a case of Shasak Mitzvita that side, because then hold on, we're not worked. But then we have the same dig, but the case of Shadak Aksavak, hold on, I mean, not hold on, and Adam wouldn't work. But then Shadavak Aksavak, Adam do work. Why does Adam work? But Shadavak Aksavak. I think the Ritva just says the same thing.
Well, that's it. The Gra is hiding behind the Ritva.
I never denied that the Gra had a right to say what he said, and you know he doesn't have to hide behind the Ritva. We're just trying to understand the logic. You know, the Rebbe, Gra is good enough for me. You know,
okay.
Rebbe, and according to the way Sandy set it up, so now it just comes out that. If he shasak mitchil vad soif, so then it's a vade hoda. So he tells it like that muchzik, that muchzik, it can't be, we can't, Adam can't come because he can't mess with the hoda. But once the tzavach comes along, because once that shasak is maybe because of the fact that he knows that Bezdin's there, right? He's totally on a normal person, right? It's totally on the Bezdin portion. It's more of a, he wouldn't. Scream, whatever he wouldn't do, right? So then now we created a suffix there. So all that muchzik is sort of the muchzik is not as strong. Once the muchzik is not as strong, now Adam could come in and mevarer. You know, they're saying he would never really be shasak. And it lets us be totally that the shasak is not as strong of a shasak.
Okay, and then I you're saying. As we said, I think what you're saying is that the Bach Svara is not, there's no reason why we can't extend the Bach Svara, even if it's not a boy, you know, even if they're a Poshe boy. But it's interesting that the Bach didn't agree with you. But you're saying that what's a Bach Svara? The Bach Svara, they're saying there's a difference between Shazam Mitzvah and that side and it's definitely a hold up. Even though we're pushing the aboy, but it doesn't deny that there's a slight room to be misupic. So there's a, just because we're pushing the aboy means that we're saying that it's a 90% probability, 95% probability, and halachically, we don't have to be nervous for that 5%. You know, there's a certain percent of a probability that halachically you don't have to be worried about. The aboy is the probability of chazir and rabbanon, enough of a probability to be nervous for, or not enough. We're pushing the aboy that it's not enough to be nervous for, but it doesn't, but it does exist. By shazak mitchilah v'atzoif, the possibility is much weak smaller. Even though we said there also it exists, we went medayik from the Bach that there also it exists. We said it could be a pacifist, whatever. But the possibility is much smaller. So you're saying, since Lamaisa, even on the side of Shazak Acher Gaksava, even if the Gemara is Poshe the Abai, but the possibility still exists. So if the possibility exists, so then you could say as far that the Makom Adem, Adem is Mevayer, that possibility. Okay. But the problem was interesting.
I'm sorry, I was just only daring enough to say that, or not daring, I was just saying that, Sandy, I couldn't understand okay. The Rebbe's chat so much.
Okay, but that's, I think that's good for me, not bad for me, because the Bach, Gufa says that it's not true. The Bach himself says that you can't, you know, the Bach went out of his way to seem to limit that you can only say this svara if it's a suffix. The Bach implies that if it wouldn't be a suffix, then it's far chat would not be good. If Gufa Sandy chat is good, even if it's not a suffix, so then there's a cash on the Bach. So why did the Bach have to go out of his way to say that since it's only me suffix, then why did the Bach need to be shum sfeko they must see me out of take it? You shouldn't need that. You see, in other words, If the Bach Svara applies without Suffolk, so why does he say it on Mishum Suffolk? That's what we were clearing yesterday. So I'm saying, I have a Yetzer Sahara to say that you see from the Bach, you know, this was our Chakira. If you want to make life simple, you say it like this. You say, basically, Chandish and the Gra is the exact same Svara that whatever the Bach was using, except there's some slight machlokas that the Bach limits the Svara only if it's a boy Ipshita, and the Gra extends the Svara Gilei Milsa even if it's not a boy Ipshita, because for it, there's still a room of a Suffolk. Okay. But if you want to be radical, and maybe it's not so crazy, you say, obviously, the fact that the Bach went out of his way to say only when it's a Suffolk, I mean, the Bach understood that his logic only applies only when it's a suffix. Therefore, the Bach's logic cannot work in the Gra, and we have to come up with a brand new, completely new logic for the Gra, because the Bach himself is mayan that his logic would not work in the Gra. If you say it like me, maybe it wouldn't, because according to me, shot is that the Adem are made, the Adem are not, I was saying that once we pass the Eldor's Balden, the Eldor's Balden kills the Adem. For at the same time, the Adem killed the Eldor's Balden. It probably would not work. You're right. The Gra's logic would not, the box logic would not work in the Gra's case, according to me. So I would like to claim that, okay, the Bach got it right. The Bach, by saying that his logic only applied by Shasar Bakak Saba, so you cannot use, you can't take the Bach's logic and stick it into the Gra. And we'll have to come up with a different Svara for the Gra. That's what I would like to say.
The Lashon HaMotzei Mechavel V'Rai, that doesn't sound to Rebbe like it's a Suffolk, that Lashon? In the Gemara, HaMotzei Mechavel V'Rai. Usually it's only saying when it's a Suffolk, no?
I don't know. It just means that if you...
we don't talk like that. You say it. He keeps it. I must have went over riots out of the suffering.
So what are you trying to say? That
there's no machlekes. Either it's a suffeg out to Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch l'Acher the Gemara. It's a ibayd leishita.
But the Gemara is trying to pushe the abay. The Gemara is saying that the Braisa was pushe the abay.
The way the Braisa
held that there's not an abay. So why did this? So you're asking if the Braisa held is not an abay, Why does the Braisa use the lashon of Motzei Mechavei?
No, I'm saying when the Braisa starts off right away, Motzei Mechavei Raya, the reason is because this, because since it's a suffix.
But the Gemara is saying that the Braisa is being Pashay the Abai. What the Braisa doesn't have a suffix. The Gemara is saying the Braisa didn't know Rav Zeiris. Rav Zeiris, the Gemara is trying to be Pashay Rav Zeiris Shaila. Rav Zeiris had a suffix. The Gemara says we have a Rai from the Braisa. We have a Rai from the Braisa to be Pashay the suffix, no? I hear what you're saying, but that just sounds to me very strange to say that a Braisa itself, you know, there's it's one thing for Rabbi Zeira to have in a boy, but to Rabbi Zeira to say, the Gemara to say that Tashma, that the Braisa, when they mean Tashma, that you know Rabbi Zeira, the Braisa has the same boy you have.
Isn't that Lashon HaMotzei Mechavei Raya? I hear, but
you know, sometimes it's Raya is both ways. It's just, you know, Mechavei Raya, it does sound like you, but to say that the Braisa is having us, the Gemara of Rilu, everything Patosh Mah, they're like being Pashay something. They're not being Pashay. And it's just the idea that a Braisa was passing me down Suffolk, and the Braisa, you know, just sounds very strange.
But, I mean, isn't there a third possibility? I mean, aren't there really three possibilities what the halacha could be? The halacha could be either that it's not Hoda, right? Or it could be we assume it's Hoda, and it could be it is Hoda. So maybe Reb Zeira's shaila is only the first two. Is it Hoda, or is it? Or do we assume it's a Hoda? You know, is it not a Hoda, or is it, or do we assume it's a Hoda? Of course, Reb Zeira never entertained the possibility that you wouldn't be able to bring a Raya, and that you see from Motzei Mechavei Raya.
Right, okay, but the question is, what's the Hesber? Why should it be that it's, one side is that it's not a Hoda. The right. Other side is that what?
That we assume it's a Hoda unless we have proof otherwise.
What do you mean we assume it's a Hoda?
Meaning if it's all the information we have is this Hoda, is this Shtika, then yes, it's a Hoda. But if we get other information, we're reserving judgment. And if there's other information, we're willing to consider it. It's not for sure, it's not like Shasik Mutsukovetzo, where it's a Vada Hoda. And then if you're charging a riot against it, you're bringing a riot against it by the other.
Okay, I hear it. I'm nothing against that, except that I have two things against it. You're saying basically that you're saying that the slara of the Bach, which especially the way Sandy learned the slara of the Bach, was that it when you have Adim, it's decreases the probability that you meant to hold up. So that works when you had already when it was a borderline, whether or not it was a hold up, even though we were without aid, then we would be inclined that it's hold up. But we're not saying it's a vadai hold up. It's just, it's enough of a probability that we paskin that it's hold up. But once you bring in aid, then you push it to the other side. And there's, what you're basically saying is that the Bach Svara, even though the Bach only said it if it's in a boy no ifshita, but it can be extended even if it's not in a boy no ifshita, because it's not such a big difference. Because even if it's not in a boy ifshita, it just crossed the border a little bit. So now with Sammy's logic, you push it back. With my logic, I don't know if that would make a lot difference, because in my logic, it's a halachic din that once it's paskin, it's a hoda, so then the hoda passes the eidim. So I don't know if it would work, but okay, I hear. You could definitely learn that way, but except then it's a little funny the Bach, because we're making it's like a funny machlekes between the Bach and the Gra. That the Bach seems to say it's svara only if you hold it's a. It's Safek, and the Gra is going no further. Okay.
Rebbe, the Bach is the one who said that it's possible the Edim, the Hoda possible the Edim. The Gra could argue that it doesn't possible the Edim, and therefore, since they aren't possible, so then they change our judgment as to whether the Shtika was actually a Hoda or not.
Okay, but then you're going to have to say that the Gra argued the first half of the Gra, because we said the Gra, I said the Gra argued the first half of the Bach, because we said the Gra, the Bach needed possible the Edim, because he held that otherwise, even by Shazam and Tzvina Vatsayf, the Edim should come and tell us it's not a Hoda. So you have to say that the Bach argues with, the Gra argues with that.
Okay, and I mean,
there's no possibility that the guy didn't mean a Hoda.
That's the simple medium.
What?
That's I mean, I will look at the other Mepharshim, but that is a simple meeting in the...
Okay. So I agree. So if we
then want... Why isn't that the Gemara's case? Then why isn't that the Gemara's case? That's what I understand. If somebody argues on that Rabbeinu Yoin on that first case, then the Gemara should have that case. How does it know?
No, they're saying just the opposite. They're making it more. They're moving it to the right, not to the left. They're saying that they're for sure it's a Hoda, and therefore for sure Hoda's bow then wouldn't work. He's saying that it's not a. The Bach is saying that it's, even there it's not a for sure Hoda. He's saying maybe the Gra holds that they're for sure it's a Hoda.
Oh, for sure, I.
Okay, but my other second point, let me read the second Gra. Now, this is super fetching. I agree, super fetching. But let's read the second Gra on the Shulchan Aruch. Because isn't the fun reading of the Gra is that the Gra is very, very cryptic. So because he's so cryptic, so any word that he says has value, because the Gra leaves out like half the words that even are important, he doesn't say. So he leaves out half of the important words. So it's just not logical that he would say a word that's not important. Right? Let's read the Gra inside. This is the Gra on the Bira Gra Oisesvav. Zeh Lokoi Et Aresh. Okay, that's the good. He's passing like the back. This din that the Ramah says, which is the Rosh, is only in the ratio of Shazak Metzida Vatsayf. Shazak Megamri. To be safe, Shechazar Vitsavach, Vadai Nemen Beriah. To be safe, you would have a Raya woodwork. Ukamashikazav, as we see from the Gemara. Tashma Bamedur Murin, Kulu, this is all quoting, it's just being Mikatzer. Ramah's Leva Raya, Ella. That's all quoting the Gemara, Chulo. Till now, we just quoted the Gemara of the Kitzer. So, Shmamine, we see from the Gemara that the Beraya by Shazar Hagak Savach, Raya Nemen, not like the Shach.
By the way, he has a Rashan Sefer, right?
What?
He has a Rashan Sefer.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Because they're Muslim, yes. Right on there.
Right, okay.
Okay.
One second, let me just keep on reading. Gemashka, the Sif Zayin by Gra. And we see the same thing in Sif Zayin by Gra. Dilo Raya, because he says over there, without a Raya, Mashma to be Raya Nemen. So it's also the same thing. There's Mashma that by Shazak, Bacharkach, Sobach, Raya would work. So he's arguing with the Shach. The Shach said that by Shazak, Bacharkach, Sobach, Raya does not work. And the Gra is being mechadesh, a radical chiddush, so to speak, that even by, he's arguing with the Shach, siding with the Bach, that by you Shach say, by Shosavak or Sovak, Raya doesn't help, and we're medayik, that even the Bach maybe would have held that Raya wouldn't have helped. And he's saying, no, Raya does help. Who does a ritva? Sheik should be Gemara Sham. The Kamar has a term of an angel. The Hiksha Dilma Shishasak Ligami. The terrorist of Kaino Mahani Raya. Okay. In other words, that if it would be Shazak Ligami, so Raya would help. Mashma, that if it's Shazak Akar Gaksava, Raya does help. Then he asks, Kamashi Kosav Khan, the whole dots. So those last, I don't know, if you want three words, five words, whatever it is, I don't know why the Gra says that. It bothered me. It says, in Kena Mahani Raya, Kimash, because of God, those us. The whole flow of the Gra from the beginning to end is to debate when the Ramah clearly says Raya doesn't help. The Ramah explains it because it's we know Raya doesn't help because of those bound and give me them done it. The debate in the Gra is the Shaida that the Gra is debating is he knows the Shach. Says that he's learning that the Ramah is speaking even by Shasav Acher Kaksava. He wants to be Mechadish. No, Zedo Koyer Aresha. But on the Seva, Shasav Acher Kaksava, Raya does help. So the issue that the Gra is dealing with is does Raya help by Shasav Acher Kaksava? The Shach said that it doesn't. And the Gra wants to be Mechadesh based on the Ritva, based on the same Hechrach, that Raya held by Shazav HaKaksava. So it seems to me just funny that the Gra would add words and all these Lechudos, that he's chopping words out of the Gemara and chopping and making it cryptic. And then he adds his own words, Dimkeno Mahani Raya. And now Gemash, because of Khan, that's not the word, the Khan. I know, it's not the Ritva. This is the Gra talking.
True, but he's trying to show the Ramah.
So, Gemash, because of Khan, so why? Let me finish your question, please. What does he need? I need to explain why that Raya would help. He says, the gain of Mahani Raya. Of course not. That's elementary. Everybody in the world knows that by Shosak, Mitzchira Vatzoyf, Raya doesn't help. Everybody agrees to that. Shach agrees to that. Bach agrees to that. The Ramah says that.
The Shach learns that the Ramah argues on that. That's not true. The Shach
What? Everyone agrees that Raya doesn't help by Shosak, Mitzchira Vatzoyf.
Does not learn like that in the Ramah. I do not believe that's true. The Shach does not learn like that in the Ramah. The Shach like that.
You know, maybe Aiden.
In the next Shach and Ramah, that's where it's at. The Yesh Omer that came. The Shach discusses the fact that the Ramah may hold what he holds, even with relevance to Shas Mitchil Vatzof.
Wait. I'm reading it in Vav. The Ramah says in Vav. That's a Tor B'Shem Rash. The question among the Achrayim is, when the Tor B'Shem Rash was the Tor saying that only by Shasak Mitzchira V'Atzayif, or was he even saying it by Shasak V'Akak Tzava? But everybody agrees he was saying it by Shasak Mitzchira V'Atzayif, so that's considered Pashet. That Mishada Mitzvina that side, the Gra's Chiddush in this Tesvav, like you see, like he says at the Feirish in the Shulchan in our Gemara, is the Loka Shach, that the Shach went ahead and said that the Torah is speaking even by Shasav Akatsava. And the Gra is saying, no, you're extending the Shach, the Ramah. Too far, extending the tour too far. The tour, when he's going to Rush, was only speaking by Shasak and not by Shasak Atzavak. So Shasak is not debated. Shasak is no one can say that. Obviously, the tour is speaking by Shasak. And so the whole issue here is what would have happened by Shasak Atzavak. So it's just, I still think it's funny that the Gra, who's being this Mr. Super Mikatzer, he has to explain to me why Shasak Raya doesn't help Kamash because of Khan. Khan, that's not the quoting of the Ritva anymore. Everything is quotes. And then the only words that he adds of his own is his last five words, right? Everything is basically quoting.
Doesn't it sound like there's, I mean, Yesh Lachkar is the shot that he's winning In the first case is a din because I does bal din kameidam, and the second case is winning because of the muhsik itself is winning. In other words, I'm trying to prove that if pshat was that the muhsik is why the guy who's holding it wins is because his chazaka is talking. His chazaka is the powerful, and he would say chazaka. And you see that the rush, the tour, whatever brings the word hadas bal din must be going on the first case, because that's the clear case of why that it can't be moved. The hadas bal din, yeah, not because of the muhsik.
Shach's assumption was that in the second case is also hadas bal din. That's the issue. Everyone knows if it's not hadas bal din, then of course Adim help. Adim beats muhsik. So when the shach says that Adim lose, that's because he's assuming that there's Hodos Baal Din in the Sefer. Everybody agrees that the Reisha has Hodos Baal Din. The Shaida is, does the Sefer also have Hodos Baal Din? The Havamina of the Gra was that since in the Sefer also, since it's a Suffolk if it's a Hodah, so if it's a Suffolk, Hodos Baal Din, and here from his Suffolk, you can't use Adim. So he's being Mechadish, and no, that Hodos, that doesn't work in the Sefer. So why should you bring in, it's just strange that the Gra should emphasize that in the Reisha, the reason it doesn't work is because it's Hodos Baal Din. That's elementary. That's not the issue. The issue is that in the Sefer, you don't have Hodos Baal Din, which is where you're arguing with the Shach. So why are you saying it's just a little funny to me. I don't have an answer. I don't know if I have an answer. I'm just a funny gra that he's like so mikatzer, and then at the end he says dvarim, you know, he goes on his own to say dvarim shoot him. It sounds like the most davar pashut. Because no mahani raya. I mean, that's because of Hodos Baal Din. Obviously, that's what the Ramah said. The Eishar, the few maybe Eidim Akash should hold on Mahani. So Hodos Baal Din, you may Eidim Dami. Why else would it be Lomahani Raya? Lomahani Raya, the only possibility why Lomahani Raya, because Hodos Baal Din, you may Eidim Dami. He has to tell me why Lomahani Raya. Like I need him to explain that. And that's what the Ramah says. That's obviously what the Ritva is saying. But everyone's saying it. Yeah. It's like a funny gra. Like the point that's unclear, the point that we were spending time on trying to figure out, and we're still not sure we know the answer, is why does he argue even with the Shach and even with the Bach. He's like, he's more radical than everybody. And he said, but Shasach Acher Kach Savach Eidim do help, even if it's in a book, Paskin, when no one else seems to say that. And instead, the only thing that he decides to discuss is that tell us why Eidim don't help. I show them it's clean of outside. I know it's just strange. Kimashi calls of God the whole dog. The gain of a honey raya.
Which case was the Ritva going in?
The Ritva says the same as what the Gra and the Gemara said.
That's the third case. No, I'll play. El Shatakvach Befaneinu.
The Ritva is saying, the Ritva is going that if one guy grabbed and it's Shazak Mitzvah that side, then Adam would help. You mean, I'm looking at me because Hodos Baal Din. But there's no, the way the Gra is learning, there's no Chiddush in the Ritva Pashtus. The Chiddush in the Ritva is the Diuk that. They show that God saw that Adim do help. The fact that the Ritva and others, that's exactly what the point. And unless I'm missing something, maybe Shamir says I'm missing something. I don't know. I don't have to know. But Pashup Shat, there's no Chiddush that by Shosak, Odor doesn't, Adim don't help. That's elementary. Of course, Edim don't help by Shasak. Everybody knows you made Odor's Balton. How can Edim help?
No, just bring and a riot. What case we're talking about? We're not bringing a riot. That's saying what the halacha would be. He's saying the fact that he says that Odor's Balton. Obviously, we're not talking about the second case. You bring a riot. What case we're talking about?
Right, but the Ritva was saying because if you're talking, you're not about the first case, because in the first case, Edim would not help. The question of the Hotel Chosak Nagami, that's the ratio. Terrence said, they've gained a Mahani Raya. Okay, but he doesn't have to explain why no Mahani Raya. Like, everyone knows that by Shosak Akbitsia, so no Mahani Raya. That's elementary.
Right, doesn't the Bach have an alternative explanation as to why it's not Mahani Raya? I mean, the Bach would say it's because it's Mevatel the Edim. And theoretically, the Gros is saying it's more basic. It's not because it's Mevatel the Edim, because it's Kamei Edim.
On the Rabbeinu Yonah?
Do you go to Mevatel the Edim as far, then that might be applicable even by Shasak Bach or Kach Tzavach, it'd be Mevatel the Edim, following the logic of the Bach.
Even the Bach also need Odor's Balton to aid him, dummy.
But the Bach wouldn't stop there. The Bach would say that since Odor's Balton is Kamei Edim, therefore it's Mevatel the Edim and stops the Edim from undermining the Odor's Balton.
Yeah. Okay, so I went to Gross saying that because he can stop there. I don't know. He says the Chul, you know. I don't know.
Again, when they say in the Bach, it's a further argument. It's not reliant just on Hoda's Balton.
I understand, but it's hard to say that that's what the Gros is coming to say, that, you know, because he grows so many katzer. He's saying if the fact that he leaves out something doesn't, you can't be medayik, he doesn't hold of it.
But we can medayik from the Ramah. The Hain of the Ramah is only invoking Hoda's Balton Kamei Eden. He's not invoking a further step of saying Bittul of the Eden.
I don't know. I don't know if that's so mukhruchi. You need both. I don't know. It just sounds, that's what the Gemara means.
In a general head-to-head with Edim and Hoda, we don't, there's no reason to invoke that principle. It's not inherent to the principle of Hoda's Balton Kamei Edim Dami. I'm arguing he's citing the language of the Ramah because the language of the Ramah supports the conclusion that the Ramah holds like the Ritva and not like the Bach.
Okay, I hear, but I'm not crazy. I just want, before we start, do the people appreciate my problem, or does anyone want me to repeat the problem?
Please repeat it again.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you said that because I wanted to repeat it. the way it looks like the sugya is being set up is largely, we have two cases, Shazak Mitzchila Vatsayf and Shazak Vakak Sada. Shazak Mitzchila Vatsayf is a Vaday Hoda. Obviously, if it's a Vaday Hoda, Adam's not going to work. Because this is elementary principle of Odor's Balton Kamei Edim Dami. Everybody in the sugya says by Shasak Mitzchila Vatsayf, Edim don't work. No one, as far as we saw, no one disagreed with that. That by Shasak Vatsayf, okay, maybe because if the gets on because of some alumnus, he can be Chayzer. But without the alumnus of Chayzer, in other words, if you have Odor's Balton, that's it. You can't, Adam can't work. So the issue that the Gra is debating is when, you know, and the Torah said, the Rush says it beferish, that Adam don't work. I mean, she said it black and white, the Rush and the Torah, that Adam don't work because Odor's Balton may Adam, and the Ramah says it beferish. The question that the Achronim are discussing is when the Ramah and the Torah said it, were they saying it in all cases or only in the case of Shasak Mitzchila Vatsayf? So it's like everybody agrees that the Rush was talking by Shasak Mitzchila Vatsayf, and everyone agreed that the Ramah was talking Shasak Mitzchila Vatsayf. The question was he also talking about Shasak Rakak Tzavach? The shach says he was throughout all cases, and the bach says he was only talking about some of the cases. But he has been talking about some of the cases. So the Rosh's din is that by shazak mitir atzayif edim don't work is given. It's pashut. Before the Gra started, no one would ever argue with that. No one would ever debate it. It's beferish Ramah. It's a beferish of Rush, it's a beferish of Tor. It's logical. Okay, you say maybe the Taz is really okay, but you know, but people working with the Mefarshim, we have it's clear that's beferish. The question on the floor that the Gra is dealing with is maybe this din that Adam don't help is even extended to Shazak Ragatsava. Now, to extend it to Shazak Ragatsava is not so pushing. You see that the Bach needed to give to say that it doesn't extend to Shadak Aksavach is not so pashut. Logically, it should extend. The Shach extended it. The Shach did extend it. The Bach goes out of his way to give some time of it. The Bach gives a reason why it's not extendable. And what we pointed out that the Bach's reason, he apparently felt, would not work if you quoted the point, if the quote is poshet the point. So the Gra, who's extending it, really should give a reason why the Gra who's not extending it, the Gra who's saying that the din does not apply by shosak akatsava, is really obligated to give, not obligated, but if you wanted to give an explanation, the point that's chiddushik in the Gra is that Shazak Rakagak Sabach Eidim help. That's hard to understand why that's true. The fact that by Shazak Netzvira Me'atzoif Eidim don't help is Pashit. That's what the Ramah said. There's no denying it. That's what the Tur said. That's what the Rush said. And they all give the simple reason of those Baldik Me'edim. I'm just repeating the question. So when the Gra goes ahead and he concludes his piece. Okay, he proves that there's a division between Shasak and Mitzchir Vatsov and Shasak Rakaksava. So he showed that there's a difference. So which case is the Chiddush? In the Havamim, he thought, hey, both A and B are the same. That was a Havamim. The Rush, the Shach says A and B, both cases are the same. The Gra saying no, when the din is all, A has one din and B has a different din. Shows like Mitchila Vatsoif, Eidim don't help. Shows like Agat Sabach, Eidim do help. Which case is the Gra's Chiddush? So obviously, the Gra's Chiddush is Shazak Agat Sabach. That's where he's arguing with the Shach. That's where the Rosh said the Farish. By Shazak Tchila Vatsoif, Eidim don't help. The Torah says Befeirish. The Ramah said Befeirish. And they all give the reason. There's nothing to talk about Shazak Tchila Vatsoif. When you make the split, the Chiddush is, why are you making a split? Why is Shazak Ragak Sabak different? And yet what the Gra does, instead of explaining why Shazak Ragak Sabak is different, he explains why Shazam is being outside and the Chadar doesn't work, right? In other words, I'll give you an example, right? In my gruesome Mishalev, right? There was a bomb went off. And there were two people in the house. Everybody assumed that they're both people got killed, right? Because a bomb, the house exploded, the building fell down, the building collapsed, right? Surfside, the building collapsed. Everybody assumed that everyone died in the collapse. The Shach says everyone died. And the Bach implies everyone had died. Comes along the Gra and it says the Chiddush. Only Reuven died, but Shimon didn't die. It's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Shimon didn't die, even though the building collapsed. And logically, Shimon should have also died. No, only Reuven died, not Shimon. And I'll explain to you the difference. Because Shimon died because the building fell on him. Everyone knows Shimon died because the building fell on him. We didn't need you. That was at Devarim Shutim. We're trying to figure out why you're saying that Shimon didn't die. So don't explain to me why Reuven did die. That was bullshit. Everyone knew it was Reuven died. The building fell on him. We thought Shimon also died because the building fell on him. You say, oh, you know, I'll explain it to you. I'll explain to you my opinion because Reuven, the building fell on him. You're saying, Varim, shoot him. The Chiddush, you're not explaining. And instead, what everyone holds is bullshit, you're explaining. So that's what the Gra is very funny. The Gra, at the end of the piece, he explains the Svara. What's the logic? Kamashi Kosov, God, no doors bowed in. Like Yashikaya. That's what you have to explain.
But Rebbe, to the Gra, it's Pasha. Rebbe, to the Gra, it's Pasha that Shasak Vakar Kach Tzavach is Raya works because it's Mefurish Gemara. The Gra learned the Gemara and said that no one could ever argue on that the Gemara is a clear implication like that. I, the Shach, I don't know, Tzarech in on the Shach, but the Gra is coming from the Shas. That din is Pashit. Elamai, the din, it's not Mefurish in the Shas of Sussami Pila Vatsov, right? That he's saying, the Hezber is because it does bother to me.
But that's not the way he's writing. He's writing on the Ramah.
He's writing.
But he wrote it on the Ramah. He wrote it on the Gemara. He wrote it on the Ramah. The Ramah says that Haldah, Edim don't help. And the Ramah is implying and going on, the simple reading of the Ramah is going on all cases. Like the Bach read the Ramah and the Shach reads the Ramah. Says the Shach, the Gra Chiddush. Zen Okoy. Now then I'm telling you a Chiddush. So the Gra's Chiddush is the Sefer. So then when he gives the reason, all of a sudden he's changing what his Chiddush is. I don't know.
He's saying why it can't be. He said that's only coin the ratio. It cannot be coin in the sefer because it's a mafurish gemara fakaret. So Elamai, what's Pshat and what he's saying? Pshat is what does fall in. That's saying that he's just saying that okay, can't.
But why does he? You know, like that's far him shoot him. Like no one ever questioned that. Like why does the Gra tell me? Like you know, like you know, it's like elementary. Everyone knows that in the ratio is all those bowed and made. That's so elementary.
No,
that's
not.
Maybe not.
Maybe the Gra was learning that Adis always works, and he had to explain case A.
Why is it? If we say it's all duh, so Adim can't work.
Well, maybe in his system,
everyone knows exactly. Oda and beats Aiden. The Gemara says, "Oda Odele." He the Shasak Oda Odele. If it's Oda, so then Aiden can't work.
Rebbe, something a little bit radical. I mean, I don't know radical, but the Gra does go for some reason, even to bring Hadas Baldin, and he goes to the Hagah in Siv Zion. Now, why does he go in Siv Zion, and how does Siv Zion make sense? Because it says over there, right, that the Yeshem, the Kivin Shazachar, Rishon, Bishom, Adas, Sushal, Zeh, Eina, Ach, Yach, Elitzim, Men, and Beloy, Raya. But what would the Raya be? If Pshat is, assuming you're reading it right, it's Mashma with a Raya, it would be a beat Adas Baldin. But what would
wait. So he says that's going on in the second case, the Shasav HaKak Savach. That's what the Gra says. The Gra says, He says that clearly. So he means that's by Shasak Baka Gaksava.
That's not the case.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he says.
I'm reading the Gra. I know he's talking about You see that sign in the Gra. Chazar echad. He says clearly, Chazar going to case of Chazar v'tzava. You see the Gra says Zion. When he says mitzava mitzim itself, that's the second grabbing. But on the first grabbing, we're talking there are two grabbings. That's on the second grabbing, but not on the first grabbing. The first grabbing was shots like back at Tzava. That's what he says in Tassayim and Tassav.
Right, then, but it would work with Adam or not?
Anyway, so let's try one day of thinking. The question is, if we're stuck, we have a very simple shot in the Gra. The Gra is working with a similar Svara of the Bach, something like Sandy, something like Chaim Gordon. Everyone, right? I agree. It works out. Either Bach didn't want to say it, but the Shakta said the Gra will disagree. And we understand the Gra's Svara. But the question is, if can we come up with perhaps the other structure would be to say is that no, the Gra Svara, the Bach Svara that would not work here. And what the Gra is working with some whole new Svara. And I don't know if somehow figure out this Lashon. The Dos Bavdin is that he's saying, okay, I don't know how that would help that the words of his Lashon. I don't know. But that, I would let me think about it. If we could do both, if we could figure out something in the grow, it'd be nice. I don't know if we can. But you know, there's one thing is trying to figure out there's a different Svara besides Sandy and Chaim Gordon Svara for why Adam help. And because the Bach says that his Svara only doesn't, the Igloi Milsa, that it's not a Hodah, doesn't work if it's if the boy snips it up. So therefore, let's say the Bach is right. And therefore, the Gra is working with a different Svara. And then if we could figure out also why the Gra needs a Marech at the end, that would also be nice. But I'm not necessarily that the two are totally Zabizet. But that's what I like to do for tomorrow. Do you want to brainstorm? Okay. And if we don't get shot, we'll go right there.
Tomorrow's no pressure. Even though it's the last day, it's no pressure.
No pressure, because I don't know. Okay, okay, Shikach, everybody. Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, good night.